Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Rule and reign another powerful, awesome Sunday morning when the word of the Lord comes alive. And we just stop by to say thank you. We thank you for your grace and mercy, how it sustained us and kept us last night as we slept in slumber. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign in our services on today, from the pulpit to the back door to the children's church. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come to bless his name this morning. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. If it had not been for him, where would I be this day? And we just say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up in our right minds today, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our brightest morning star in a dark situation, and we stop by to say thank you. Have your way today, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. Traveling grace and mercy all over the universe on today, Lord God. Have your way, have your way. Because if it had not been for you, where would I be this day? Have your way. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we lift up all the sick and the shut in unto you today, God. We thank you for doing something miraculous in their lives on today, Lord God. Because you the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you change not. You healed over 2,000 years ago. You can heal today. You're no respecter person, and we say have your way. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for ruling and reigning in our lives on this day, the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. The Spirit can go where medicine can't go. The Spirit can go where doctors can't see. The Spirit can go where x-rays can't show. Have your way this day, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We say thank you. For thank you, Lord God, for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We thank you for having your way in their lives on today, Lord God. Place the right people in their path, Lord God, that will encourage them and draw them to you, Lord God. Have your way, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for your strength today. We thank you for your peace today. We thank you for a sound mind today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every highway, side street, and byways right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for our angels that's being dispatched right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Our healing angels, our protection angels. Oh, we bless your name today. Psalms 91:1, you tell us, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God abides under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank that your shadow is hovering and covering us and comforting us in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up bereaved families to you today, Lord God. We ask you to comfort them, Lord God. Meet every need they stand in need of today, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods today, Lord God. Drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit in our neighborhoods. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, because it's not about me, but it's all about you. Have your way. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you.
Thank you, Father God. Glory, glory, glory. We honor you, O Father God, and all that there is to be honored in, O Father God, because we have the knowledge of, O Father God, that all things were made by you and for you, and there was not nothing made, O Father God, that you, O Father God, and was not finished. Even when you allow things to even come up in our lives, O Father God, you allowed it, O Father God. And I thank you, O Father God, for unction enough, O Father God, for learning the lessons, O Father God, that you allow things to come into our life so that we may overcome it in our life and overcome those things in other people's lives too, O Father God. I thank you and I honor you. I glorify you, Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. You are the Most High God, O Father God, over heaven and earth, O Father God. There's no one like you, O Father God. We praise you, O Father God. We honor you, O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. We offer up, O Father God, to you, O Father God, every individual, O Father God, our entire being, O Father God, mentally, physically, and spiritually, O Father God, that it be covered up in your blood, O Father God, so that no weapon formed against us, O Father God, shall prosper to distract us, O Father God, to lead us, O Father God, down the road and in the path, O Father God, that is not of you, O Father God, but I ask, O Father God, that your voice, O Father God, still small voice, O Father God, that is within us, O Father God, would rise up, O Father God, that we may hear it, O Father God, may hear your voice, O Father God, and that we will follow it, O Father God, your word, O Father God, because the voice of a stranger, O Father God, we will not follow, O Father God, because it is predicated within us, O Father God, on your word, O Father God, the knowledge, O Father God, of you, O Father God, the kingdom, O Father God, your word say is within us, O Father God. So I ask, O Father God, that we'll be able, O Father God, in the dispensation, season, and time, O Father God, to measure, O Father God, that scripture, O Father God, with everything that we endeavor, everything that we encounter, and everything that we understand, O Father God, that your kingdom presence, O Father God, within us, O Father God, that we would view everything, O Father God, from your word and from that perspective, O Father God, that the kingdom is within us, O Father God. So I thank you and I honor you and I praise you, O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. Even I thank you also, O Father God, for circumcising our heart, O Father God, that you took away the stony heart, O Father God, and gave us a heart of flesh, O Father God, so we may perceive and understand your word line upon line and precept upon precept, and for the kingdom being within us, so that we perceive the outward things, O Father God, in that fashion, O Father God. I thank you, O Father God, for touching the people, O Father God, in that area of their life and every area. Every endeavor, every circumstances that we may encounter in life, O Father God, that you, O Father God, would teach us the lessons, O Father God, that we may need to learn, O Father God, so we may be examples and teachers of your word in that experience and the testimonies, O Father God, in that area, so that we may share with others, O Father God, how great thou art, O Father God. So we want to thank you and praise you, O Father God, for everything that you're doing up in our lives, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for letting us not be subjects, O Father God, to the system of this world, for being subject, O Father God, to every system that you have put in place, O Father God. Not, O Father God, the distractions, O Father God, that the enemy may try to usurp your word up in our life, O Father God. Not those things that he has instituted in our life to distract us away from you, O Father God, because in your word, O Father God, you have let us know that the enemy, that he have came to deceive the whole world, O Father God. So I thank you, O Father God, for awakening us, for opening our eyes, O Father God, and have compassion, O Father God, for our brothers and sisters, O Father God, that are going through things, O Father God, that we have went through before, O Father God, so that we may restore them in prayer, O Father God, and knowledge and from the experiences that we have had in their life, and you have opened up our eyes to see the things that they are going through, and we are able to encourage them to keep the faith and to keep on striving and to keep on walking and to keep on trusting in you, O Father God. So I thank you, O Father God, for you opening us up to that area in you, O Father God. But there's no one like you who cares for us like you do, O Father God. There's no one that covers us the way you do, O Father God. And I thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, O Father God. Father God, since the beginning of time, O Father God, the enemy has been after our children because we once were children, O Father God. So I even thank you, O Father God, for covering our children, O Father God. Cover them, O Father God, in every area of their life, O Father God, visible and invisible, seen and unseen. Cover them in those areas. Unction, O Father God, drop, O Father God, within the parents, O Father God, those things, O Father God, that they need to bring before your throne, O Father God, in those children's lives, O Father God. Heighten our discernment, O Father God, so we may bring those things before your throne, O Father God. Because your word that comes from our mouth, according to your word, O Father God, that your Holy Spirit here, because it will lead us into all truth, O Father God. And I thank you, O Father God, for instituting that in the lives of your people, O Father God. I thank you, O Father God, for healing us in those areas, oh, Father God, physically and spiritually, oh, Father God, that we may have issues in, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for showing us, oh, Father God, us, because in your word tell us to know thyself, oh, Father God. I thank you, for Father God, for opening those areas up in our lives so that we that know thyself so we can apply the word to those areas in our life, oh, Father God, so we may go out and be the soldiers and warriors that you have called us to be, oh, Father God. And I thank you and I honor you and I praise you. In the mighty name of Yahshua, HaMashiach, amen. Shalom.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send a word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word. Got bad news, light just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorion Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you all on today. We want to give God all of the praise, the glory, and honor for all that the Lord is doing. I'm excited on this day for all that God has established for us as we continue to walk through the book of Daniel and learn more about this great book that the Lord has established for many of us. The power that comes from this teaching and the many things that God has given us to share with so many people from around the world. And I want to thank those great intercessors and ministry gift that came forth and released the word from the Lord through prayer. And thank God for all of the ministry gifts that come daily throughout the week and bless God's people with a powerful presentation, whether through prayer, through teaching, prophesying, exhorting us with a word from the Lord. So we bless the Lord for each and every one of those great kingdom vessels that come and allow God's will to be done in their life and for their life on today. We honor you all as well and give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that he's doing. Well, saints, I tell you, there's a lot happening in the land right now, especially as it relates to the conflict in the royal family. There's nothing new as it relates to what's going on now and what's happening. We as believers, we have to thank God that there are prophetic voices in the land that will speak and decree and declare the weaponry of God's word over the land, or decree and declare the word of God prophetically and release the mysteries of the kingdom of God or what the Lord is speaking through his vessel. If you have been following our conference line and following the word that God has been giving me over the last several years, especially now regarding the country of Iran, regarding the nation, and our government, as well as our local government, and being the royal family, you will all know that God is speaking candidly and clearly what he's doing in the right now, in the kairos of our life. And in this kairos moment, he's not allowing us to miss anything that's prophetically being decreed and declared in the land or concerning the destiny for his people. So many times we as believers have to really open our heart up to understand what is actually prophetically being declared as it relates to the royal family, the kingdom, the responsibility, the duty, and how God is allowing us to tap into such a level in him and open us up to what is actually being released to, or what's actually being not only released, but what's being exposed to the body. And there's every level of media that is explaining their point of view, giving their inside story, giving their results concerning this royal family and what's happening. If you look at it from People Magazine, National Enquirer, and the list goes on, we have to understand that there is a major change universally or globally, especially as it relates to the royal family and the duty of the royal family globally. It's deeper than what the outsiders are telling us and the insiders want to tell us. So there are many things that are happening. So we as believers have to know that this is such a powerful prophetic timing of God. And when you talk about or expound on what's going on, this position or what you're seeing is far greater than what you imagine is going on. It's going to always, anytime you're dealing with the royal family, or you're dealing with a succession or a successor who's in the line of succession, you're going to always deal with conflict. But it becomes even greater conflict when you understand the power and the transition of power in the land. The enemy always throw up a smoke screen. There's always going to be a smoke screen, especially when it comes to this level of power, this type of money, this type of authority, and the power that rules and reigns around the world. Now, I said this to the people of God, and if you heard me clearly, you'll realize and recognize that there is a system in place, especially when it comes to the royalties and the things that are happening right now. There is a system in place right now in the earth realm, especially as it relates to the world banking system, the economic climate, the land, property, investments, corporations. When you hear about Queen Elizabeth, most of us, and the spiritual things as well, most of the time we get a glimpse or we hear only small details of her duty, her responsibility, her power. If you understand her duty as queen and sitting on throne since, I believe it's like 1957, I believe it, she took on the power, the throne, what her role and her responsibility is, especially to not only England, the country of England, Britain, but the islands, the money system, the monetary system, the parliaments, her influence in the war. Her power is far beyond many that would ever imagine. Her power is very great. So when you're talking about this powerful woman, you're talking about an individual that name is on currencies around the world. You're talking about her influence. You're talking about her greatness. You're talking about her level of the influence she has. You talk about the airspace that she has as a leader in the world, and what they call the free world here. And now you're talking about the church. She's literally, her job is to protect the church. So what you're watching is an epic tone of the earth climate nation all being shifted power wise. And the enemy is doing all of his, everything he can to stop this moment in history. And if you take it deeper, anyone at any level, when you look at things culturally, do not want this shifting to be made. History will rewrite a story in the earth realm that hasn't been written for centuries and centuries and centuries. So when we're looking at what is coming to pass, what's about to befall the people, you're going to deal with every level of ancient spirits from all sectors universally that are coming out. So, in saying that, you have to remember as believers, that if you don't tap into the spiritual things of God and understand the mind and the will of what God is trying to say to us, you will totally miss this one in the next 90 days as I release to you. In this 2020 decade, we are in a decade now. There are going to be so much wealth. There's going to be so many positioning. There are going to be so many leadership. There will be such an economic move in the earth realm. But there's not enough mantle carriers, holders, and authoritative figures that will be able to handle it. So the confusion has been launched in the land at the highest level. And if you are in any position as a leader that houses any place of authority, you have to understand you're under siege, but you're not under pressure. Because there is a changing going on right now. The changing is happening very fastly. And the enemy does not want God's people to come into the knowledge and the understanding of what belongs to us, originally being loosed unto us, or so that we can tap into it. That's why it's important to understand the purity, the holiness, the righteousness of God, being in position, even in the middle of all of the conflicts that are going on. It's literally a showdown between perversion and promise, perversion and pureness right now. And we're right in the middle of an all-out war. If you want to take it to a level spiritually, we're in a Mount Carmel showdown in the land. We're in a showdown. We're in a showdown right now. Not only in America, but we're in a showdown in the earth realm. And in this showdown, everything is at stake right now. Everything is at stake. Right now, everything you have is at stake at this very moment. And that is why so many people are being so distracted at every level. you, many of you, have not even seen, viewed, and thought what you experienced now. You thought those days were gone. It would never come back up. You thought you would never see the things that happened. You are in an all-out spiritual war. It's almost like, and I'm going to take it to this level for many people to really understand it. It's an inside war. It's almost like the families are under siege. You would never think. Here it is. Everything from the royal family that is going on right now, they always kept it secret, sacred. No one would know. It was nothing revealed. You would hear about years later, or probably centuries later, or decades after the person would leave. Nothing is being held back now. Everything is being exposed right now, and it's coming to the forefront. That's where we at right now, spiritually, naturally. Everything you see is coming to the forefront at this time, and it's here. So, from your church, people within, outsider, family, what people used to hide and keep hid, it's all coming to the surface. And as I shared on Wednesday afternoon with many of the people that were listening in, I expounded deeply, especially as it relates to the transfer from the book of Esther, the shaking that went on in King Ahasuerus' cabinet, and who God raised up to replace his plan for the original Jews who were on the outside, and Mordecai, who was sitting at the gate, watching everything that was going on. That's where we at right now. The outside gate. Right now, what you're watching in the climate, what you're watching in elements, what you're watching in the world banking system, economic finances, what you're watching in the British pound, what you're watching in the euro, what you're watching in the dinars, you're watching the gatekeeper of the monetary system, the Caesars of the world. Everything is up for stake right now. And if you're playing and shucking and jabbing and dealing with all of this foolishness right now, you're going to miss it, because it's not about what we thinking that's going on. It's literally the presence and the royalty of God that's up for stakes right now for the people of God. Everything is up for grabs. It's all up for grabs. And if you're watching the royal family, you can see that none of them qualify for the throne. Nobody qualified for the throne. None of those sons and daughters qualified for the throne. None. Zero. Absolutely unequivocally, none is qualified for the throne, period. And as I explained to you, Haman, who was from the ancient spirit of Agag in the book of Samuel, before the people ever asked for a king, they had to deal with the presence and the spirit things, the spiritual things of Elohim or Yahweh. And they always had prophets who worked carefully with those in their position. And any time, and the people requested that Samuel give them a king, Samuel went before the Lord and told the Lord, who was the judge at that time, who was judging Israel, who would be the last judge of Israel, explain to the Lord, like the Lord didn't already know, that the people are requesting a king. The people are requesting a king. And the Lord said to Samuel, give them what they want. He gave them a king, Saul, which is of the least of the tribe, Benjamite, of all of the tribe. He served Israel. the administration. His duty is to follow the presence of God, Elohim, through the voice and sound of Samuel, the prophetic voice. His rebellion caused him to be dethroned, yet serving and holding on to the power base that he had. He served under that administration. He listened to outsiders. He was given a mandate to take out the tribe of Agag, an ancient family, ancient spirit that was in operation. He chose to keep items and things in the king and the queen. Samuel get a word from the Lord that Saul refused to eradicate, to destroy, and to take out that ancient spirit and ancient bloodline. He opens a door. He goes in and take out the spirit. He takes out King Agag, and the wife of King Agag escapes the sword of Samuel. 15 generations later, counting generations as 20 years, 20 times 15. Generation later, who ends up in the palace of King Ahasuerus rulership? The ancient spirit of Ai, ends up in the palace, reaping havoc to destroy the original Jews who were coming to the forefront in power and wealth. The economic climate was at the best at that time. They were achieving. They were accomplishing things. Things were moving. Mordecai lied at the gate, the entrance of the gate. He actually rescued King Ahasuerus already twice from the attack of a siege, from his country being taken out or him being dethroned already. It was already written in the Chronicles that he was the one who was rescued and saved Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus requested that the Chronicle be read and find out what is this that's going on. Explain to me what is going on in this palace. What is going on now? Why is it that everyone is taking out the gatekeepers? What is the reason why the gatekeepers are under attack universally? The gatekeepers who are watching over nations and cities and communities and countries, the gatekeepers. Why are they going into certain countries, taking out these ancient countries and leaders who have the highest power of oil, who have the highest power of authority? What is it that is going on right now? What is it that you're watching globally in the United States and around the world? What is it that you're seeing as a people that are getting ready to emerge into power and authority again and have the wittiness, have the invention, have the chronicles, actually have the patent, understand the scrolls, understand, have knowledge of the learn of the science, the wisdom, have the ability to create inventions, are coming to the forefront again. And now to the highest level of the church, which is the royal family, Queen Elizabeth protect the church. I wrote some things down saying to God, I wrote these things down that the media has jumped on. This is only the media. The media has jumped on these things. And one of the things that the media has presented to the people is, and you'll, National Enquirer has, if you read, if you go find the National Enquirer, it said the National Enquirer, Meghan and Harry chased out, don't come back. William and Kate exposed as royal rebels, insulting dying queen. Now this is what, this is what's happening. This is what's happening. That's the National Enquirer. It's on the front page of the National Enquirer. Now, if you go to the magazine called In Touch, In Touch magazine, on the front page, you'll hear the royal break. Royals break their silence. Harry and Meghan betrayed us. They're both liars. The secret emails reveal there is 11-month plot. See that? You hear that? 11-month plot. Furious queen strip their title. Follow me? This is what you hear. Meghan shocking Diana insult. This is all what you, what people are reading. This is all what people are reading in magazines around the world. People magazine. Under Meghan's spell, they said Prince Harry. Why Harry gave up $88 billion fortune inside battle for the throne. The real reason Harry abdicated the throne. Now this is all, you have to understand all what's going on. Can I understand what all going on right now? And carefully pick up, understand the prophetic presence now of what you're watching unveil. And looking and knowing scripture already speaks of these moments. Scripture already talks to this. And now somebody read this that's gluttony. Or if somebody looks at this who is materialistic, they will say in their mind, oh, $88 billion, ooh, I wouldn't miss that. $88 billion mean nothing to God, nothing to the believer. $1 trillion, $10 trillion, $20 trillion. The economy of America is like $21 trillion in debt. God owns this whole universe. If your mind is focused on $88 billion, you have missed it. That's it's far beyond that. It's the monarch. It's the realm, spiritual realm. It's reigning, reigns. Who will reign? It's the kingdom of darkness at the highest level. Trying to eradicate the kingdom of light at the highest, at the epic of. So you're looking and viewing something that's happening. And so to really understand what's at stake, if you've been following my teaching over the last several years as it relates to the nations, the world, what is catapulting us now, what is being released, what is being delivered. You have to understand that many who are heirs to what's next are coming to the forefront. And so that you can understand, if you came out of a slave background, bondage background, history of a bondage background,
a lot of this stuff you wouldn't know because your history was stolen, taken, and eradicated. So you wouldn't even understand the power that be. Why are human bodies missing? Why are blood sacrificed at the highest level? Why is the power shifting, a governmental shifting at its peak? Because you're concerned about what's going on right now. Just your rent being paid. Your $29 an hour, your $15 an hour, your $80 an hour at stake. It's far greater than that. This is far greater than that. And if you watch many of the movies that comes on from Hollywood and different studios, they gave you a glimpse of those, some of the Wi-Fi movies or just original storylines and movies of events, and you saw how you had to protect these heirs to queens to events. You had to protect these sons and daughters of power that these. This is all prophetic. Now you're watching, not only is it prophetic, you're watching the unveiling of it. And you're looking at it face off. So Haman ends up in the kingdom. Mordecai sits at the gate. Daniel is a Jew, historically original Jew. Chapter 1 of Book of Daniel. The transfer of power. God gives hand of the power over to Nebuchadnezzar, ancient spirit. Gives the hand of the power over to him to rule and reign. Authority and power. Then, after the rebellion of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into the hand with some of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he besought the articles into the treasury house of his God. The unveiling, people of God. Now, when you watch what is coming to pass spiritually, when you watch what's coming to pass spiritually, don't be moved with what you're about to see. What you're about to see come to the forefront. Don't be moved if you wake up overnight and you find yourself in positions, in places you never thought you would be in. Your sacrifice of the last decade, battles, wars, taking back seats, forces, attacks, mental, physical, spiritual, at every level has been under tremendous attack. Things that didn't happen in that previous decade, there will be many predecessors coming to the forefront. There have been many predictions of these times that are false predictions of these times that will never come to pass. That ancient spirit of the Chaldeans, the ancient spirit of the sorcerer, the ancient spirit of the magician, astrologers, will never come to pass. And the media of the world is creating elements that the original people, the Jews, the original Jews would never come to the forefront. I must beg to differ. Look at Iran. Look at Israel. Look at Israel, the original people. Look at what happened over in Libya, 2012. Look what's going on in the Caribbean islands. Look what's happening in the scope of a transformation. Look at the four top royal, top Miss America position, Miss Universe, Mrs. America. The list goes on of what's coming to the forefront. And if you think for one time that ancient spirit will not rear up its ugly head and want that position taken, or the royal position taken in the land, when it reached the epic moment in history, then we come back to the original ancestry line. And that's why you're watching incest at the highest level in every entity of government, hidden order, secret society, Jesuit orders, all of these orders around the world, Mason order, all of these hidden things that were hidden, bones and scales, secret, all of these secret organizations are all coming to the forefront. You're watching it unveil, church world, church denomination, churchism. Everything is trying to stop Elohim, Yahweh, from revealing to his people what he originally said from the beginning. You're watching Bible scriptures that was hidden, scrolled in Vatican's and catechists, all of these things that has been hidden, sacredly hidden, coming to the forefront, and the people who have these sacred secrets cannot stop them because the seals have been opened unto mankind. And mankind do not, many of mankind has been sold to system. That's why people have already been sold out. A lot of the what you see, sound, frequency, artists, great musicians have been sold out. That's why you watch in the last decade, many well-known artists left in the last decade between 2010 and now. Many artists, if you look at the record of many of those famous artists who passed away on the 25th day, in the last decade, artistry, you would never imagine the talent of their sound, the talent of their music, the talent of their gift, the talent of who they are. They left the scene. They left. They're no longer here. To do the work. If you do the math, you will find out the frequency of royalty, the sound of heirs, the sound, and even their daughters and sons were taken out too at the same time. If you watch from 2000, if you watch from 2000 to 2020, in this 20-year period, you saw heirs of pastors and heirs of leadership, heirs of royalty, heirs of governmental officials, high-level people, they're no longer here. Sons and daughters are in trouble. Just take a look at the record from 2000 to now. Watch it, the unveiling. And that's why I said if many of you were on the scene there, you would have been too soon. If you came later in 2020, you would be too late. You were destined for this moment. This moment was created for you. You were never supposed to be where you thought you were at. Why you were getting upset, angry, mad at God, frustrated. Why this didn't happen? Why people didn't promote you? You knew you were qualified. You were not. You were not in the original. You were not in the original scroll for that moment. Ooh, God, I feel this Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for talking to me now. You were not part of that original dispensation. You were not designed for that dispensation because you didn't carry the mature level. You didn't carry the molecules, the cerebellum, the cerebrum, the power that you would carry now in this dispensation of time. You would have been assassin, suicide. You would not been part of the mission that was established for that time. Now we are seeing it, and you're watching it unveil right now before your very eyes. You're watching it unveil before your very eyes. The smoke screen. I won't even say call his name, but everybody understands the 44th presidential seat. That was smoke screen. The smoke screen. You have to understand the smoke screen that was put in place to culturally the culturally throw the people off. All smoke screen. Now you're watching the smoke is clear. Isaiah chapter number 6, and the year King Uzziah died. The train filled the temple. The smoke came forth. The raising up. The Jeff Daniels served under four ancient administrations. Babylonian Empire, Empire. You guys are watching it on TV. That was another smoke screen. The movie Empire, fifth season, smoke screen. Everything was a smoke screen to now. And many people, and I'm going to tell you this right now so you can understand when I say smoke screen. Smoke screen was supposed to have many people operating in illusion and delusion. That's why you have a church world full of people who are in illusion and delusion to the reality of God's word, the spirit of Yahweh, the things that God wants them to see. We're trying to decode a people that are carrying the smoke screen of a fantasy, illusion and delusion and a hallucination. Right now that you're watching around the world, you're watching it globally around the world. And those who are original, who were in place, who were put as gatekeepers of those ministries, gatekeepers of the doorkeeper, gatekeeper, was under fierce attack, even from within. You're watching it. It was all going on. I'm teaching you right at the same time, so you can understand what's at stake right now. What's at stake now, at this time? What's at stake at this moment? What's up for grab at this dispensation of time? You don't lock a man up in prison. Now hear this. You don't lock a person in prison. And you lock them in prison. Now, hear this so you can have a clear understanding. You don't lock a man who was connected to royal family, Epstein, in prison, and they don't have no vision of what happened in the room. The cameras were off. That's what they said. In a prison, in a federal prison, the camera were off? They don't got no vision of it? Queen Elizabeth. When the crash hit her car, the cameras were off. Who was she connected with at that time while she was driving in the car? Study the person who was in the car with her while they were driving. Think about Iran, Iraq. Think about those Middle Eastern countries. Think about what I'm sharing with you. I'm coding you so you can understand. Who was riding in the car at that time? Smoke screen, people of God. Close your eyes and tap into the spirit for 25 seconds right now. Just go into the spirit right now, because I open up a realm for many of you to tap in right now to see what's going on right now in this epitone of what's happening in the earth realm. Just 25 seconds. All you need is 25 seconds. You just tap into it. You tap into it. You will see. You will literally get an eye view of what's happening. It doesn't take long to tap into the spirit realm of what God is trying to get his people to see. It doesn't take long. And look at what is being released unto the people of God. Those who are connected to him. The place that God has you in. It's very powerful at this time. Why are your dream realms being attacked? Vision attacked. Major pharmaceutical industry around the world. Why is it that you're watching health gurus who are telling you the certain food to eat that are natural food to eat that are not natural to eat right now. Health gurus, these are health gurus who are telling you, now they're telling you certain food that were healthy that they were promoting, they're not promoting it anymore. Think about this. These are health gurus. They're on your YouTube page. They were once telling you what you should eat that was healthy for you and you were surviving. Now they're changing their mind. You got to understand what is at stake, people of God. I'm taking you to a whole nother level in the spiritual thing. Your whole entire climate have changed. They have medicated the mind of the physics of the thought process of people. And that's why confusion is at every level. Look at the little children, the entities, the institutionalism. We're breaking through ancient institutionalism. This is a modern day takeover, and God is allowing it to happen. And we are in position right now to do it. And all you're dealing with is foolishness and distractors after distractors of things. Be strong. The believers have to be strong. If you are a prophetic gatekeeper, an apostolic gatekeeper, you know what? Let me take all the prophetic and apostolic out of this. I'm not taking it away. But if you are a gatekeeper, a governmental gatekeeper, as Mordecai was, and you're standing in between a nation, a country, a dispensation, you understand what I'm talking about right now. And it's almost like you're not even being heard. But believe me, you're being heard. You are being heard at every level. The people you're trying to get to hear you may not hear you. But you're being heard, believe me. You're being heard at every level. You're being heard. The archaeological research that's in your mind, in your thoughts, in your brain, the zoological research that you're carrying are at the highest level. And so you're not going to miss it. But it's psychological as well as neurological. You're not going to miss it. So don't feel like you're alone right now, because you're not. Don't feel like you're an outsider. You're not. You're at the gate of the gatekeepers. And there's nothing new about this transition that is going on. I believe it was August 19th, 2018, I believe it's August 19 when the royal family took Harry and his wife got married. I believe it was August. It was August. Yeah, August. I believe it was. Trying to go back to my memory. Well, it was at that time. Everything is happening. Everything is coming to pass. Everything is at its peak now. And we're watching something powerful unveil in the land. And your prophetic dreams don't lie. Prophetic dreams don't miss it. Prophetic vision don't lose its power. So we bless the Lord today for what God is doing for his people. There will be some things that we will see. Excuse me. That will be doing and watching come to pass on this week. I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to stop at this time right here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We magnify, we glorify you.
You hold at the highest level of climate, control, dominance, and power. We honor you, Father, for who you are. We have not always been in this place, Lord, to give you the praise, the glory, and honor. So, Lord, we ask that you forgive us, Lord, of every sin we committed against you, God, for not speaking, not decreeing and declaring those things that you wanted to reveal to the earth realm and to the people in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being the God of eternity, and the God of this universe, in the name of Jesus. We ask right now, Lord, that your presence and your power continue to be released over mankind and the people. We thank you for it in advance, and we give you praise, glory, and honor, and it is so even now in Jesus' name, thank God. And now, God, we bind, rebuke, denounce, renounce every spirit of backlash and retaliation and retaliatory demonic force that will try to attack our dream gate, our dream realm, our family, our personal lives. We take an authority over it, and we're shutting it down now. We're giving you praise, glory, and honor for all that you're doing, revealing and exposing now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it right now. We love you, God, and we honor you for all that you are. And it is so even now. In Jesus' name. We come against the distractions that have been launched. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, thanks to God. This is a critical month here. Next 90 days, tomorrow, many of us preparing for the holiday. Tomorrow we'll be celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Tomorrow is the 20th of 2020. 1-20-2020. 1-20-2020. So, everything is prophetic. Believe me. We have to trust God. Lean on him. Let him be the revealer of thoughts, revealer of ways, revealer of things on today. We bless the Lord for you on today. Well, if you're in the Chicagoland area, join us at 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. Today at 9:30, Sunday school, 11 a.m. for our worship experience. That will be a word from the Lord. If you were in our sanctuary last week, we had a different momentum in our sanctuary, a different move in our sanctuary, and God revealed some things prophetically. Miracles, signs, and wonders were demonstrated in our sanctuary on last week. You just have to come in with a heart to believe what the enemy wanted to do. God turned it around and favored his people. So there is a move in the land all over. And if you tapped into it, believers, you're in it. Don't feel like you're by yourself and alone. You're not. God just have you separated for the elevation time. Next 90 days are very pivotal in this year. Some of the things I spoke to in 2017. For this moment, 18, 19, 20, we're watching it. This is going to be one of the most interesting elections in the history. Next several months is going to be unique as it relates to the Senate, the trial of the 45th president of the United States. If you read the book of Isaiah 45, 1 through 6, you'll understand. If you read 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, you'll understand sound, the sound of things. There's always a prophetic code to scriptural text and understanding. When King Ahasuerus asked them to open up the chronicle, it's very pivotal to understand. In any royal family, there's the chronicle of the information that is in there. When you see the Pope rise he comes on the scene. It's very pivotal. It's very pivotal. You're watching the unveiling.
You don't see the governmental systems open up. Until it's a great move in the land. Those are all cold sent out governmental systems in the earth. Royal family, Vatican, United States government, and Ishmael bloodline. All Ishmael bloodline was attacked. Royal family comes to the open. Pope make his move. President of the United States began to speak. You see him now. All eyes are not on him right now. It's all. He's at the center, but he's not at the center of things. Stay in the place of God. Stay in that place with the Lord. Stay in that place with the Lord. Stay in that prayer life. Stay in that bay to lean on God. Trust in Him. God's hand is upon us. He's a mighty God and He won't let us down. And we would not be defeated by any of the spirits of the enemy unto that. All right. If you're in the city of Hampton, Virginia, join Restoration and Truth Ministry as they prepare for their service. That's Eastern Time Zone. Join Apostle Maurice Simmons and his wife, Eugenie Simmons, on Amistad there, 2007, I believe it is, Amistad in Hampton, Virginia. If you're in the city South Bend, join our friend Apostle Russell Shebu, Pastor Carter there. He's Pastor Apostle Shebu, is the overseer of the ministry there at 4313 Linden Avenue in South Bend, Indiana. It's Eastern Time Zone. Their Sunday school and their worship experience today there. Join them in a powerful presence as the Lord is using them mightily. In South Bend, Indiana. If you are in the city of Joliet, Illinois, join my dad, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, at the Way of Life Holiness Church in the city of Joliet, Illinois, 654 Patterson Road, Joliet, Illinois, Central Time Zone. 10:30 Sunday school, 11 a.m. for the worship experience. Powerful kingdom leader in my mom, Mother Matthews. If you are in Fort Worth, Texas, join Pastor Marcus Harris and Lady Harris Fresh Oil Worship Center in Fort Worth, Texas. We bless the Lord for kingdom advances. Kingdom leaders that are ministering the word of God. They're ministering the word of God throughout the land. We bless God for them. Mouthpiece, vessels, and servants that are blessing the people of God. And we honoring what the Lord is doing for them, through them, and in them. Be strengthened on today. Join us every Monday and Tuesday, 5 a.m. Central Time, on our conference line. Every Thursday, 5 a.m. on our conference line and blog side. Every first and third Friday, every first and third Saturday on our conference line, as well as blog side, where the word of the Lord comes alive. Great men and women of God that are ministering the word of God. Every Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, join Pastor Wallander Brown of Kingdom Dominion Outreach Ministry, Pastor Larry Wallander Brown. She's hosting a midnight prayer line.
to Shen standing again. Thank God for those of you who are receiving and being blessed by the prayer, the intercessor, the gatekeeper, those who are standing in position and standing on the gate. We honor you all today and bless you on today. We bless the Lord for the masses, the mass of information being released unto us. The knowledge that God has given us. Knowledge is power and it's important, but it costs you something too. So you have to be able to be true to God and true to yourself in everything that you do. Also join, this is third Sunday morning. This month is moving very fastly and quickly upon us as we're advancing. All right, I got 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 7 minutes. It's almost with the critical hour of the day, morning. We thank God for Pastor David Paul Elijah, those that are listening from Sierra Leone. Thank God for those that are listening in from Florida. We bless the Lord for you all as well. Those that are connected to us in those cities and towns, we bless the Lord for you as well, too. Honor the Lord for you. All right. Any questions or comments that you have, you can hit one of your dial. We'll bring you in. If you have a question and comment for us, just hit one on your dial. We'll bring you in. Minister Aretha Bryant, bless you, woman of God, top of the morning to you. Bless the Lord for our Montgomery, Alabama corporate office and our local office in Harvey, Alabama.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
God bless you, woman of God, on today. Any final words
and God
over
bless.
There?
God bless everyone that's listening in on the line. Just a reminder that we've adopted the third Sunday, and every month is Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. Today is the third Sunday, and if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at @RFPIM. And please keep in mind that Dr. Matthews is on his way to Hampton, Virginia. That's going to take place February 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. and February 15th at 10 o'clock a.m. He's headed the Restoration of Truth Ministries for the What's Love Empowerment Conference. February the 14th, the service will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. February the 15th at 10 o'clock a.m. The registration fee is $15, which includes lunch on the 15th. The cutoff date for registration is February the 9th. And, of course, the guest speaker will be our very own Dr. Lauren Matthews, the author of Love, the Unfinished Chapter. And if you desire to purchase that book, visit the ministry website, or you can go on Amazon.com as well. For more information, you can reach out to us at 877-912-2027, or you can reach out to Prophetess Eugenia Simmons as well. Excuse me. Also, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Miami, Florida, February the 23rd to the 26th, I believe it is. He's on his way to Miami, Florida. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, or your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be more than happy to coordinate that for you. Please give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at lauronmatthewsministries@gmail.com. Again, that's 877-912-2027. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
God bless you too, Administrator Rita Bryan. Join us. Keep those dates in mind. Hampton, Virginia, Miami, Florida, and our major world event that's getting ready to come in the month of March. So we're preparing ourselves for the unveiling. Please keep me in your prayers in this season. I tell you, it's not an easy place. In right here. So I solicit the men and women of God prayers for our ministry and our family on today. Thank God for what the Lord is doing and how he's doing it and the way which he is doing it for the sake of God. I bless the Lord for those covenant partners who are being a blessing to this ministry, and those who are standing with us and sowing. If you are not a covenant partner and you want to partner with us in our ministry, work, effort, and responsibility, I surely encourage you to do that and become a partner with us and sow into the work that we're doing. It's through your covenant partnership, your seed, that you're sowing into this ministry work that we are able to do what we do around the world, locally and globally. So I thank you all. I ask God to send those faithful partners to be part of what we're doing and be a blessing to us. So I thank God for the ones that have and the ones that are not covenant partner with. Please consider that sowing into the work that we're doing, monthly covenant partners, to be a blessing to the work that we're doing. We appreciate you all in advance to sow that monthly seed, third Sunday seed into the work that we're doing. We greatly appreciate what you're doing and how you're doing it for this ministry and the work we're doing around the world. I say to God, I thank you on today. I honor the Lord on today. If there's not any more questions and comments, or if there's not any questions or comments at this time, stay connected with us in our local church. If you want us to, as Administrator Brian, want counseling, please call our office, 708-825-1988. Call our corporate office, 877-912-2027. Say to God, we love you all tremendously. We'll see those great men and women of God that will be joining us in our 9:30 Sunday school at 11 a.m. for our worship experience. We certainly thank God for what the Lord has done and is doing for us. God bless you on today. It's my prayer. Thank to God and continue to walk in the victory, the purpose, and the promises of God. Keep us in your prayer, gatekeepers, doorkeepers, men and women of God that are standing on the word of God. We bless the Lord for you all today, for all that you're doing in your duty and in your responsibility. Pray for those that are dealing with grieving on the loss of their loved ones. Great, two of my great friends, we still continue to pray for them. Pray for the family, the Halstead family as well, his family, his loved one. Pray for those pastors that have wives went on to be with the Lord. Keep our church mother and your prayer mother daily, and along with our sister and the family member. Saints, we love you all. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. 'Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. But I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the song. I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truth.
My lucky star, 'cause that's not where
My blessings are, no, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chains. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer, time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.